This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London, Nick. I hope you're well. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. It's good to be back with you.
Yes, indeed. And we've had a few hours to digest the decision from the US Fed. Not a big surprise that they lowered interest rates for the third time this year. But it was the forward guidance that was probably more interesting, because we've seen some internal divisions within the Fed, which are creating a bit of uncertainty about additional cuts in the coming months. So that has affected the thinking as far as markets are concerned.
Yes. So yesterday was a very anticipated Fed meeting, because we've sort of been on the cusp of, like, we've had in recent months an interesting Federal Reserve dynamic where, as you've mentioned, there's been some dissents, some divergence in thinking across Fed officials. Yesterday, though, there were some things that were made more clear to the markets that they liked that I think were worth mentioning. So, of course, we got the quarter point cut as expected, which was not a big, you know, shocker to the markets for the most part. But there were some interesting things in terms of the decisiveness at which this this decision to cut interest rates came with. Now, if you think about this, just for the viewer, if you are thinking about, you know, a rate cut that comes reluctantly, meaning they're not so sure, and then there's just barely a win from the rate cut pros for that to occur, that is not super dovish. It's more mixed. What we saw yesterday was a vote 9-3 in favor of a rate cut. It was a little bit more dovish than expected. Now, why that matters is because the market doesn't really care all that much about a quarter point interest rate cut. They care about, in the next year, are we going to see 50 basis points or 75 basis points or 25 basis points or no cuts at all? They care about the future, always. That's, you know, markets 101 is to look forward, not in reverse. And so the quarter point cut, like I said, not a big mover. The bigger thing was that there was a little bit of dovishness in the tone of the vote itself. The dot plot projection showed another quarter point is expected in 2026. But then some of the commentary from Jerome Powell was surprisingly dovish. And all of this came off of the idea that, you know, people had anticipated Powell to actually come out hawkish. The last few meetings, we've seen him be a little bit more on the defensive side, you know, pointing out that the labor market is okay. It's slowing, but not in critical condition. Well, this time we saw a little bit more dovishness than usual from Powell, and that really swayed the market. We did see an initial tick higher in the stock market. We saw and still see the dollar index and yields lower here this morning. The dollar index trading at 98.30. That's the lowest it's been in a few months. And we also see yields continuing to trend lower on both the 2-year yield and the 10-year yield, suggesting that, again, the bond market thinks, okay, the Fed may actually be serious about some rate cuts, and you know, pointing out that the hurt in the labor market is there. To add on to that, this morning we did get some unemployment claims to suggest further weakness in the labor market, specifically the unemployment claims for the U.S. this morning. Of course, a weekly jobless claims number came in at 236,000 unemployment claims. That's up from the prior week, which was just 192, and above forecasts of 220. So we had a little bit of a slowdown in hiring, or at least an uptick in unemployment claims, I should clarify. Yields moving lower, dollar moving lower. And in response to this, the stock market is a little bit softer here this morning. The stock market wants rate cuts, but they also don't want the jobs market to hurt too much either. So they kind of want that Goldilocks scenario, not too hot, not too cold. So we'll continue to watch all of this, but the big story for now seems to be that the Fed is still poised to cut interest rates. And I wanted to share another thought that I had, Johnny, yesterday when I was listening to this. We know that there's a good chance that rate cuts from the next Fed chair are very likely, right? We know that in terms of on the short end of the curve, it's likely that the Trump administration's next pick, or Trump's pick for the Fed chairman, is likely to be aligned with the administration in the idea of cutting interest rates. Part of me wonders if Powell and team want to play the first move there. They know that's coming. maybe they'll take that thunder away from the next Fed chair by cutting themselves. That's just my thought. It's just a little bit of an anecdotal, you know, we know Trump and Powell don't have particularly great history together. Could it be possible that Powell sees some of the same worries and is going to steal the thunder by cutting interest rates himself rather than letting the next guy get the cheers of the cuts? I don't know how much of that is baked in there or not. But from a human standpoint, if I was Powell, I would say I'm going to do it before the next guy can.
Meanwhile, Nick, the precious metals market is interesting. The rate of silver at the moment is absolutely soaring.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, if you take a look at the silver spot price hitting $62.60, it's just the chart is like straight up and to the right here recently, which sort of is interesting because gold has not made a similar move. It's been actually in consolidation the last few weeks. Meanwhile, silver is up another 1.4% at the time of recording this podcast. I mean, it's just a rocket ship here recently. I think part of that is you have this idea that from one side of things, you have expectations for rate cuts, a weaker dollar. That's good for precious metals. But perhaps two is that you have decent economic expectations, right? Powell mentioned in his speech yesterday that projections, GDP projections and growth metrics seem to actually be ticking up a little bit going forward. So forward projections for growth look a little bit better than anticipated. And so maybe there's a little bit of a precious metals bump in the idea of rate cuts, but also silver is an industrial metal. It's used in semiconductors, in planes and trains and automobiles, right? It's used all over. So it is a physical, much more so than gold, right? Gold is used in manufacturing things, but not nearly as much as silver. Silver and copper are industrial metals. Silver and copper both have been trending up. So copper, if you pull up a price of copper, it's also been trending very nicely to the upside here recently. They call it Dr. Copper for a reason. Perhaps silver is getting a little bit of a bump off of that same idea there.
Finally, we've heard from another central bank today, the Swiss National Bank, which has kept rates unchanged.
Yes, and the Swiss National Bank, you know, at 0%, expected to be at 0% and staying at 0%. I think that this is also interesting. If you take a look at like the dollar versus the Swiss franc, it's actually shot lower here recently, showing a little bit of strength. I'm just checking some other charts here, like for example, the Canadian dollar against the Swiss franc. Swiss franc looks strong there. If we take a look at the Australian dollar versus the Swiss franc, the exchange rate is moving lower. So perhaps a little bit of a bullish reaction from the Swiss franc here on the central bank side of things. I do think it's worth keeping an eye on these safe haven currencies, specifically the Swiss franc and the Japanese yen, as there is that bit of that carry trade concept in the picture of selling or borrowing Swiss franc or borrowing yen and buying other things. In terms of global market stability, you want to see those things, you know, not blowing out of proportion and really causing some concerns there. We've talked about that with the Bank of Japan as well. If we just take a quick look at the Japanese yen here this morning, Japanese yen is also a little bit firm against some of its peers, perhaps suggesting that rate hikes could still be on the table into 2026 for the Bank of Japan.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Thank you very much for your contribution today. We'll speak again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.